You've read and heard from all the others. Now the real story on today's biggest topics. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
And joining us now for a weekly segment, Wayne Winston from Bridgeport. Hi, Wayne. Welcome to the show today.
Good morning. And you're having a great show today.
Thank you. So let me begin with this story. The Norwalk Republican Registrar of Voters, her name is Karen Lyons, is under fire for a comment she made about Black History Month on Facebook. And this is specifically, Wayne, what she said. I invite our audience as well to call in and comment on this at 203-333-9422. There was a Facebook post, and it doesn't, and on this piece, I can't see what she was responding to, but the comment that she's under fire for was this, quote, "No more Black History Month, because many of us know more than many blacks." And that generated a whole series of responses from people saying, quote, "Not true, because it's not taught in our school systems doesn't mean blacks don't know." Now, Karen Lyons has been the Norwalk Registrar for 20 years. She's elected, and she's up for election again. And she says that what she meant by that was that she thought that Black history should be taught not just in Black History Month, which I believe is February, but should be taught throughout the year. And that's what she meant by that comment. And that it is a distortion of her and her history and her life in Westport and her commitment to good causes to call her a racist. Initially, she was under such fire that she actually did tender her resignation at the urging both of her Republican town chair as well as the Democrats. But then she reconsidered, and she said that that letter of resignation was merely a draft. She rescinded it. She withdrew it. And she says, no, I don't want to have to resign. I want to run again. I'm entitled to run. Let the people decide. Why should I withdraw my name from consideration as the registrar of Norwalk? I'm still a good registrar. Mayor Harry Rilling is all on top of her, wants her gone. The NAACP wants her gone. Even the Republican Norwalk Republican Town Committee Chairman Carl Dickens wants her gone. And said Friday, Karen Lyons made the appropriate decision to step down from her position as registrar and to withdraw her candidacy for election to another term. Letters to that effect were sent to appropriate recipients, including the town clerk, Mayor Rilling, the Republican Town Committee, the Norwalk Director of Personnel. It is my understanding that Karen Lyons has disavowed the letter she sent. This is a surprise and a disappointment. He wants her gone. He said the post is not something that Republicans and this RTC can ever accept or stand for. Therefore, we moved quickly to ask for the immediate resignation by Karen Lyons from the position, etc. So, what do you think about this, Wayne Winston? She's getting a lot of support online from people who say it isn't fair. They know her as a human being. She was head of the Memorial Day Parade for many years. She volunteers with veterans. She's not a racist. She made a comment. It's being misinterpreted in this hyper-sensitive context, and it's not fair, and they should let her run. What do you think?
Well, I think that as an elected official, you know, there are things that you have to be more sensitive and pay attention to. Now, the problem is that as a Black community, we're seeing this often. You know, you say something crazy, absurd, and extremely racist, and then they'll come back and say, well, that's not really what I meant. You know, based upon her comment, which was, it was really like, it left not a whole lot of wiggle room for her. You know, I think she's a smart woman. I think her statement, you know, basically, we don't need any Black history, you know, is really, you know, no more Black History Month because many of us know more than many blacks, you know, discussing it from that direction. She just could have said that 100 other different ways. So for us, it's very much that we've seen this before, whether it's the president or anyone else, once they kind of busted on it, and she knew, I believe, she was busted on it. You know, she said, boy, I just better back up off of this. Now, do I know her personally? No. But I also know that people who are dealing with this psychology of racism we're dealing in this country, they don't have pitchforks and tails. They are the people who volunteer for the baseball teams. Most of the Grand Dragons and us are saying that's what she is. were leaders in their church. They were pastors and so on. So it's that psychology that we're facing in America now. And it's interesting she brings up black history, because the history of black people is not taught in America. And people are waking up to it now, which leads to the Confederate flag being taken down in Florida. You know, and the
Mississippi
flag being taken down, and that's the governor doing it, you know, right. The Confederate flag in NASCAR, you know, because people right. realize their history has been lied to. And that now Columbus is that discussion about him, you know, as a pretty wicked slave trader. But we overlooked that and said, hey, he discovered America. So as far as she goes, there is a statement from the News 12. From Darnell Crossman, who is actually a black attorney in Norwalk. He is a Republican. He went to a Republican town committee meeting, and he states that she told him to get a broom and sweep up. Now, did she assume
Mr. Crossman is Mr. Crossman is not the most reliable of sources, Wayne. You know that Mr. Okay. Crossman was accused of tampering with a witness on his own case. He's mm-hmm. he's facing charges. Who knows if he'll end up being disbarred or not? I really don't know the resolution of those. He is. I don't think he's the most reliable of sources, personally, but based on what I know about his history.
So then it kind of goes both ways. I mean, because you know when people say things in the background in their homes, and they perpetuate these things, and once again, we know.
Do you really think that she told him to get a broom and sweep up? Come on, Wayne. Does that sound real to you? Come on.
You know what? I've heard some crazy stuff. People says crazy stuff to me, and I'm like, what makes you think? So, I mean, I'm just telling you. Now, was it her? None of us were there, but we do know what she said online, which was no more Black History Month because whites know more about our history than blacks.
That's true. That is what she said. That is what she said. You're right.
It was created just to make sure that it happens, because right now our history books all come out of Texas. There's one primary place because it's expensive to make them, and I don't know if most people know this, but Texas creates the history books that we use throughout our country. And they were 10 years ago, we're talking about convoluting the whole story of slavery and making it a migration rather than what we know slavery truly is. Mm-hmm. And then that wow. begins to teach another generation. And a couple of the women that were on the board in Texas sent this massive email out to the NAACP and organizations, and we protested and we did all those things that we should do, yet those books still went out. So we're in a place where we have to start teaching the right history to everyone so that they can feel good about it. And those books still now have to hit our schools so that our this new generation, which you see are the millennials, they're like, we're going to deal with the truth here and figure out whether it's fair or not fair based upon the context of where we were and what we were taught.
Wayne, we have a caller. Let's go to Greg from Oxford. Greg from Oxford, you're on the Lisa Wexler Show. Wayne Winston joining us for our On Race segment. Hello and welcome to the show today. Hi.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Sure, we can.
Okay. Yeah, I just have a comment for Wayne. He slipped something in there. When did Christopher Columbus become a slave trader? I don't ever remember seeing pictures of Christopher Columbus coming to South America with slaves on his ships.
Go ahead, Wayne. You could take that.
No, part of what the problem is now, and you bring up, you know, the point we're discussing across this country, they didn't just pick him out of a group of people. I don't agree with George Washington. I don't agree.
No, wait. I don't know anything about this person who this registrar, but I'm saying you're just as guilty, even guiltier than what she's saying. Somebody picked something out that she said, and I'm not defending her. I'm just saying, someone picked something out. Now, if I was going to do the same thing, you just said something on the radio. Now, if I had my kids in the car and they're sitting here and they're hearing somebody on the radio saying Columbus mm-hmm. was a slave trader, to me, that gives mm-hmm. me an image of somebody coming along with a ship with a bunch of slaves on it.
Okay,
now,
wait, okay,
right.
Greg, okay, let me just tell you that if you go online and you Google Christopher Columbus slave trader, there are literally dozens of historical pieces about Christopher Columbus that say that he was embroiled in controversy, not that he brought slaves here, but that he took people back from this new land and then sold them as slaves back in Spain.
Well, I'm sorry. Then I take it back because I never heard that.
Well, I understand that. Nobody heard it. I didn't hear it when I was growing up either. But it's the kind of history. It's the kind of history that's been quote unquote uncovered in the last, I would say, 20 years or so. It isn't the history, Greg, that I grew up with either, but it is in the history. There is some controversy about that history. There is other evidence to suggest that the person who wrote about this slavery trade of Christopher Columbus was, in fact, someone who might have been a rival of Christopher Columbus's, contemporaneously writing it at that time. But nonetheless, there is this controversy. There was publication at that time to suggest that Christopher Columbus took indigenous people from the West Indies, Caribbean people from the West Indies, and brought them back to Spain, and they were then sold into slavery. That is the conversation. So that's what that's
all
about.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you. So Wayne, here we are. Welcome back to the show. We're joined by Wayne Winston. We're talking about On Race. And listen, I'll tell you, Wayne, it's very difficult for human beings, for us to have grown up with people that we were taught to admire, to learn a completely different aspect of their history and then be told that they should have their statues taken down. I mean, it's a real 180, and it's personally very jarring to people. Don't you agree? You can see that, right? It's hard.
Oh, I agree. You know, black people, again, we're like running around complaining about stuff because that was always the mantra that they gave us. I mean, they label us that way. They're disgruntled, they're complaining about this, complaining about that. And when you start to look at the systematic racism that also often showed up through the police departments and how they dealt with black people, it was always like they had to do something to, in order for the officer to do that. I think now they're realizing that police officers are human. The systems are human, judges and so on, disproportionate sentencing, you know, redlining, you couldn't move into neighborhoods. All of that created an atmosphere. And learning that Columbus did those horrible things, it's not something that you feel good about. You go like, man, even Columbus, that's what it was like for us, or at least, you know, the people that I talk to, because we're saying we're the people that really stood there. This controversy in our community about Lincoln, they split hairs. Well, he only did it to preserve the Union and so on.
Right.
Okay, I get it, but it was the right thing to do.
Sure.
Because you got to take the win with that. As a whole, people were fighting, and our people fought in every single war. When I say our people, Americans and black people have fought in every single war in this country that we've ever had without fail, volunteering. And it was not out of anger. It was to be equal. But every time we came home, it was the same thing. So the people who should have lost hope and confidence in this country should have been black Americans. But we didn't. And to this day, we're the ones that held them to peaceful protest is the way to get it done. We're going to be out here marching. We're going to put it in your face that this is wrong. So whether it was the dogs then or the gas now, that you have to give us equal treatment. We never marched to just go out and just destroy America. If that's what it was, that's what it would have been. Frustration may make you tear up your neighborhood. And people don't remember or even know Dr. King was not loved by the federal government. In fact, J. Edgar Hoover called him the most dangerous man in America.
Oh, they spied on him because he was having all kind of affairs on his wife, and they had a whole dossier on him because he wasn't faithful to his wife. They were trying to blackmail him, use it against him. After all, here he was, a black, you know, member of the clergy and somebody so moral and upright, and they had him dead to rights on all this cheating going on. Oh, it was terrible what they did to him. Terrible. It's a matter of history. Everybody knows that. We have one more caller. Let's go to Ken. Who is Ken? Ken, where are you calling from? Trumbull. Hi, Ken from Trumbull. Hello, welcome. You're on the air with Wayne Winston, and I'm Lisa Wexler. Welcome to the show today. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? In one of the Columbus movies, before the voyage, the Moorish conquest of Europe, Western Europe especially, was way before the voyages, and they took over that country and that area for a long time, especially Spain. And they have, like, mosques and all kinds of buildings that the Moroccans put up there. That's kind of a, control and takeover and conquest. Shouldn't they tear those buildings down that the Moroccans put up?
You know, Ken, you raise a very good point, which is this. And I think, Wayne, I think we could probably all agree on this. The history of the world is a history of conquest. And it's largely a history of slavery in connection with that conquest. I was reading about the other day about all these Irish slaves. I had no idea millions of Irish people, or at least many hundreds of thousands, came to the New World in this country. They came as slaves. Eventually, they weren't slaves anymore, but they started as slaves. Human beings enslave people. I mean, this is what the Aztecs did. They ate them live and they enslaved them. So... you're right, Ken. It's unfortunately, it is a story of human beings. And at what point do we stop and say, you're right, it's our history for the good and bad, and we have to put it in perspective? If that's what you're saying, I sort of agree with you. Wayne, what do you think about that?
Buddy.
What? Go ahead, Ken.
The problem is, I had a friend I met a while ago, very dark-skinned guy from Africa. And, look, we're black people. We're like, he's a very dark-skinned guy. It's like, hey, where are you from? And he says, I'm from the Ivory Coast. I said, great. And his name, I said, but your name doesn't fit. And we were having a discussion because we often talk about our names because my name is Winston. Obviously, I know Winston's in Africa generations ago. I mean, there aren't any. And he says, my name is Reinhard Chitimiza. And I said, wow, how did you get that?
What a name.
From Africa. He says it was the colonization, the Germans conquered that part of Africa. So we learned African. You speak the language of your conquerors. And that was
it was mostly it was mostly Portugal that went around Africa to go to India for the trade, and they wouldn't let Spain do it because it was their territory and it was their sea trade. And way before Christopher Columbus, you had Vasco da Gama, you had Bartolomeu Dias. If you really Google these names, they were voyaging around Africa, the coast, and they even colonized African islands and I think even the Ivory Coast as well. You really got to, research history, and the Portuguese are really the ones that started the slave trade if you really Google it and really study history.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you very much. Listen, right now, the Chinese are trying to colonize Africa. They made no bone about it. They bought up copper mines. They bought up the rare minerals. In exchange, they give the people that are there in Africa an awful lot of money to improve their everyday lives, and they employ them at minimum wage. The real managers are all Chinese. And then they broadcast about it back in China that they're, it's part of their Belt and Silk Road initiative to take over the world. So it doesn't end. The quest for conquest doesn't end. And look at the British. They were better at it than anybody. They had, if they weren't slaves, they were indentured servants. And they were all over the planet, all over planet Earth, including China. So that's the history of the world, Ken. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. By the way, Wayne, we're going to have to wrap this up, but let's talk about what's in a name because I love that conversation. So is Winston, North Carolina? Is it from the place in the South?
Well, my lineage is as far back as we can figure. And this is another one of those things that white America doesn't think a lot about. I mean, your name usually relates to your background, Irish, Polish, whatever. You can follow that backwards, and you take a lot of pride in that. So for us, we can't do that because we're in a place where I don't know where the Winston came from. And when I say that, one of my ancestors, a couple generations back from what we could trace, was from England. And he was obviously a white guy, and he came to America somewhere along the line. He met my great-great-grandmother, and, you know, basically we got the Winston name.
Oh, now, okay.
Through cool. history, though, you have people, the slave trade took your name away. So you don't know what your name was before you left, because most of it came from southern Africa and Sierra Leone and some around that area. When they took your name, you don't know where it came from. They gave you the name of your master, and then he gave you a name, and then that's what you carry forth throughout your history. Now, that's a lot, if you think about it. That's your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, you wouldn't know, or, you know, where that lineage came from, because what you had was just the name of whatever your master gave you first and last name. That's what Roots is all about. When he's beating Kunta Kinte, what's your name?
Yeah. What's your name?
What's your name?
Right.
Kunta,
five, so ten. Terrible. Right.
I'm telling you.
Right, I remember that. What a powerful miniseries that was. That changed the culture. Should be seen again. I think it should be required viewing, don't you?
I do. And I got to tell you, I'm proud of where America is right now. The people that are hanging on to the past and just trying to have a hard time, there's a place for that. Some stuff belongs in a museum, but these millennials, it's like, man, they're dealing with the truth. They're Googling the stuff that we're talking about. It's innate in them. So it's teenagers and young people are like, hey, I didn't know that, and it's right there. So we're going to have to make these changes, and it's going to make America better, because we have to be seen as equals, because that's all that it is. Equal pay for the same job. Let me move into the neighborhood if I've got the money. You know, arrest the bad guys. God knows, arrest the bad guys. Protect the good cops and kick out the bad ones, the ones that you know you have a history on. Those things are hard to look at, but they've got to be done. But really, how hard are they? Because this whole police thing that triggered this, America's done a very poor job of getting rid of the, quote, bad apples. And that's why there's thousands of stories and videos of black people online being either beat up or shot or killed with law enforcement. And so I'm happy that we're on board to have this discussion and change that safety for our kids, because that video that was in Trumbull with a little black boy is playing with his basketball, and he hides behind his father's SUV when he sees that car coming.
Right. Right.
Should never happen.
Right. And you know what? I think it makes the majority of police officers feel terrible, really terrible, because they don't want to be perceived as the enemy.
No, they don't. But they're going to have to be part of the change, because, you know, they know who those partners are. And I know some cases are handicapped.
All right, Wayne, I got to run. We'll talk again next week. Thanks for joining us. Wayne Winston on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.